is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Authorities are cracking down on drunken drivers this weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Already this year, 47 deaths on the state's roads have involved impaired driving. Dozens of law enforcement agencies across the state will step up DUI enforcement this weekend. Getting caught can cost more than $13,000 in fines and legal fees. And it can be a whole lot worse if there's a crash. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools incoming Superintendent Alex Marrero has been named in a new federal lawsuit. The suit involves the former medical director of the New York School District where Marrero currently works. She alleges that district leaders there silenced and retaliated against her. She says officials stopped her efforts to keep schools informed and safe during the pandemic. In a statement, the DPS board says they have full confidence in Marrero and stands behind its choice for superintendent. More than 200 janitors at Cherry Creek Schools will be laid off Monday. This comes after the school district ended its contract with facilities management company ABM Industries Incorporated. The workers have been cleaning Cherry Creek Schools since 2018. And two Colorado cannabis companies are joining the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Both Nature's Root Labs and Union Harvest are based in Longmont. The union represents more than 10,000 cannabis workers and millions of people in the food and retail industries. This is CPR News.